Today's show is brought to you by Flashback Friday. I remember when I could go all spring break without even sleeping. Now I'm in my flannel jammies by 9 every night. Kind of sad.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon, and anything for you?
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show.
It's National Strawberry Day.
This is what it is, dude.
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
Yeah, I like strawberries, but I don't...
I'm getting you strawberries.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
They had strawberry.
They were strawberries.
Strawberries.
Strawberries make me break out.
Happy National Strawberry Day.
It's showtime.
I guess it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's even simpler because you just enable the skill every time. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will, and that's it. She launches the channel, but you have to enable it every time you want to listen on Alexa. For now, we're working on the problem. But you can get it. And you can also get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do our live show between 8-ish and 11-ish Monday through Friday. And then each day, we take all those show segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast. And you can listen to those anything you want, anytime you want, at your leisure. And you can find that on your Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com, or you can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, you can even watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right, finally, Friday edition. Man, oh man, it's this is, what is this? Is this this is the last show of February, and then we go into March. Holy crap, this year is just flying along. Goodness gracious. So, real quick, not today, but tomorrow. Here, let me get rid of, well, I could have looked this up. Prior to, and I can just do it right now because it's really, really easy. I can find it right there and just click on it and then just wait and wait and wait while the spinny wheel is just spinning around. So I guess it's not that easy. Oh, there. It's coming up. All right. Tonight, or not tonight. I said not tonight. Where's the sound effect I can emphasize? Not tonight. But tomorrow night, we have an incredible band for you. It's the band Copacetic. They are going to be performing at the Vaughn Garage. And you can join us. We're going to be there broadcasting live and on location. Copacetic is just an incredible group of musicians. Some of those musicians you have heard playing with Tony Kam and the Funk All-Stars. They've gone off and they've done their own thing. Bethany is an incredible lead singer. You've heard her before. She's been at the Vaughn. She's been at Three Roads. She is with Tony Kam and the Funk All-Stars. Just an incredible, incredible vocalist. So check them out. It's Copacetic Live at the Vaughn, and that is Saturday night from 8 until 11. You can check those guys out. Really, really looking forward to having you guys join us. And if you're not familiar with where the Vaughn Garage is, and you haven't been there yet and all that, well, shame on you. You need to stop down. It is right next to Greens on the corner of Church and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Plenty of free parking. They own their own parking lots, plural. Okay, so there's plenty of free parking. So that one guy, that D-bag, one guy that's always running Lynchburg down because Lynchburg sucks, there's no place to park. Yeah, okay, great. Stay out there. You go out there wherever you want to go. Leave downtown to the cool folks. All right. So Vaughn Garage, not only is it a great music venue, but it's an incredible restaurant. Full bar, 21 tap self-serve beer wall, which is really, really cool technology. You got to check this thing out. And then the food is amazing. Plus, they serve brunch Saturdays and Sunday mornings. So if you're at Lynchburg Community Market on Saturday morning, go on, head on over to the Vaughn for their brunch. It's really, really cool. Again, like I said, corner of 12th and Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. So Copacetic, the band, 8 to 11 on Saturday night. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we have your five random facts. We're going to get smart. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. Yeah. And then we've got your stupid criminals. So on Fridays, you get two smarts for one dumb. And that's, you can't beat that with a stick. You really can't. Here is the headline. Headline of the day. Backstreet Boys. Take that. All right, take two. Backseat driving is officially the most annoying thing passengers do. All right, that's the headline of the day. And, of course, we've turned that into a top list. Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. That's all. I said not. You don't want to hear that. Yeah. So there you go. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. And starting March 24, 2026, Lynchburg Regional Airport will offer new flights to O'Hare International Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport through United Airlines. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. New local service. Same easy way to fly. Fly LYH.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh, Bill's car always stinks.
I can't do this carpool anymore. Bill's a bigger pig than I am.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. So, here. Don't touch that dial. Especially if you're the passenger. A new poll looked at the most annoying things passengers can do in your car. And messing around with the radio made the top 10. Although I still do. When I get into anybody else's car, I'm figuring out how to get radio 434 on their radio. But anyway, I digress. We got the top 10 of these. Where's radio? Oh, radio's number 7. Talking loudly on the phone is number 10 on the list. If you're a passenger, that's in the top 10 of most annoying things you can possibly do in somebody else's car. Yelling brake when you're already braking. 26% of us hate that specifically, and that just goes along with backseat driving in general. Slamming the door too hard. Be gentle when you enter and exit somebody else's car. Changing the radio, like I said, 29% said it's infuriating. That came in at number 7. Putting your feet up on the dashboard. 30% of people say they hate that. Yelling, watch out, when there's nothing wrong. Again, basically a type of backseat driving. That's number 5 on the list. Eating messy or smelly food in somebody else's car. Number 3 on the list is complaining about the driving. Complaining about somebody else's driving. Again, this is all backseat driving. Leaving trash behind. They gave you a ride. Don't make them clean up after you. And then number 1, of course, is backseat driving. At number 1, 42% said it's one of the most annoying things that people can do. A few more that made the top 25. Being late for your pickup. Telling them that you could have made that light. Mentioning what the speed limit is and messing with somebody's AC. The last statistic, the poll found the average person can put up with an annoying passenger for 13 minutes and 12 seconds before telling them to shut up. And that brings us to our top list. With this poll finding, backseat driving is the most annoying thing passengers can do when you're driving. But there's a lot more where that came from. As you can see with today's list, it's our top list today. Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. All right, here we go. Number 1. These are not, so we'll do that. All right, here we go. Number 1. Top things you never want to hear from your passenger in your car. Is that Nickelback? Turn it up. Mom, can we please get ice cream? Please, 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 please. Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. What happens when I yank this lever? Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. Damn, it's the cops. Gun it. Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. Your dashboard is the perfect place to tan my feet. A real man would have made that light. Pull over, my water just broke. I'll get you another one. Top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. Crack the window, bro. I think my breakfast burrito was a bad idea. And top things you never want to hear from a passenger in your car. Since we're stuck in traffic for a while, let me tell you what I really think happened to Jeffrey Epstein. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The seventh Scream movie comes out this weekend. I'm not on the edge of my seat. Trader Joe's is recalling fried rice for containing pieces of glass. The recall will be handled by the U.S. Department of Trader Joe's Recalls. A Wisconsin elementary school teacher was busted with cocaine. Students knew something was wrong because she was excited to be a teacher. And a Russian missile struck an Oreo factory in Ukraine. I know, tragic. Too bad it wasn't the Fig Newton factory. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number one, looking from the top of the Bank of the James building down Main Street. It's looking like it's clearing up. We had some fog earlier. Little traces of that as well. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody and get your weekend forecast or not, because we can't afford one. All right, coming up, we can afford to give you facts. We got five of those. That's five random facts coming up. Plus, we'll see if we can get a visit from Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. We'll also, we're going to get even smarter with Nerd News this weekend. Science! It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something I'm going to have for lunch today, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Hey, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Utah's Great Salt Lake is the largest salt lake in the Western Hemisphere. It once covered an area, though, larger than Rhode Island, but today, more than half its water is gone, and about 800 square miles of lake bed sits exposed.
Rhode Island shall rise again.
Number two. All right. Tell your mother-in-law this. You can major in wine at Cornell University.
Okay.
Technically, it's a degree in viticulture and enology. Number three, the northern cardinal is the most popular state bird. We know it well here in Virginia, but also in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, and West, by God, Virginia. That all those states, they have it as their favorite species. The western meadowlark is the next popular with six states. Number four, Amazing Grace was written by a former slave trader in England. Hello! There he is. And then number five, Hawaiian Punch was originally developed in 1934 as an ice cream topping. It wasn't sold specifically as juice until 1946.
It was like a syrup or something, I guess?
Yeah, so you just put it on top of your ice cream, I guess.
Good old America, baby. Now that's just something you wash down your pizza rolls with.
There you go. You get the blue juice. And, there you go. There's your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. I literally just picked up blue juice for my kid yesterday, and I'm like, what is this? It's Hawaiian Punch. Yep. She's like, yeah, it's blue juice. Okay, all right. So those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Darius is joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going?
It is going absolutely great, Mike. We're coming off a pretty good weekend after all the snow and ice and sub-freezing temperatures. This past weekend, we got a handful of our farmers back, and it was so nice going outside and actually seeing people and greenery and produce and some of those tables outside filled. So we're very, very closely getting back to spring and summer. It's right around the corner, and it just makes me very excited.
Yep, me as well. We had a tiny, tiny little taste of it, and then they took it away. Yanked it away from us.
Exactly. I know we've got a few more cold days here and there this week.
Yes.
But on average, we're getting out of the 20s and getting into the 50s, and I think there's going to be a 70-degree day somewhere in the forecast next week. So
We're getting there. I believe that's Sunday, so we'll bust out the barbecues. Tomorrow's not going to be a bad day. So get out to Lynchburg Community Market. Not only do you have the farmers, but you also have the crafters gallery. You have all the crafters will be there. And then you get the permanent shops too.
Absolutely. So like Mike said, Saturday's game day, as I call it here, where you can do all of the things you need to do at once. We've got our farmers here with local produce, meat, breads at the bakery, permanent shops, restaurants, crafters gallery. I got to break out the speaker and put it outside last week, and people were just sitting on the steps of the patio, reminiscent of our summertime. So like Mike said, we got some good weather. So come down, hang out, bring a friend. It's just good vibes all around. So we'd love to have you out at the market tomorrow.
And you can start and or finish your Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market. It's a great place to do that if you're new in town. And there's plenty of free parking. It's all around the area. So don't hesitate. There's no reason for you to not join us. And you've got regular hours during the week as well that folks can join you for lunch or shop the permanent shops.
Absolutely. We're not just open on Saturdays. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 p.m. Like I said, tons of stuff to do and see all throughout the week. We're working on some fun things to maybe give you guys a few more options throughout the weekday. So there'll be more to come on that. But like I said, Tuesday through Saturday, 7 to 2, we'd love to have you swing by.
Very, very cool. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of 12th and Main Street in downtown Lynchburg, again, with plenty of free parking all around the area. So don't hesitate. Get down to Lynchburg Community Market. You guys are on the interwebs where?
We're at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your Friday. We encourage everybody to get down to Lynchburg Community Market.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys down there.
All right. It is the Mike Show, finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have nerd news this week in science. Don't be afraid. Join us for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Vaughn Garage downtown Lynchburg is now open. Check out our incredible menu, full bar, drink specials, and our 21 tap self-serve beer wall. Join us for brunch every Saturday and Sunday. Open 5 to 10 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 10 Saturday, and 10 to 3 Sunday. It's a new year. Join us at your new favorite spot for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment. The Vaughn Garage, 1124 Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Online at thevaughn.net and follow on social at The Vaughn Garage on Facebook and The Vaughn LYH on Instagram. Your new favorite place.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Yeah. Covering the most important news for your brains. I think you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. All right. In news, your 8-year-old would love. Researchers in Germany found the oldest fossilized butt on record.
Another fine product from Uranus.
Actually, technically, the oldest fossilized butthole.
In the buttocks.
It belongs to some sort of a reptile from 300 million years ago. Here, we got a picture of it right here. Oh, yeah, I can see it very, very well. I can't even tell what the heck that is. Yeah, that's it. Your fossilized butthole. The impression its butt made. They think it squatted down in some mud, maybe to do its business or just rest there for a minute. The impression its butt made got covered over and preserved all these years. All right. In Scotch tape news, physicists figured out exactly why tape makes a screeching sound when you peel it off the roll. It creates tiny micro cracks that break the sound barrier. Basically, it's a bunch of tiny sonic booms. In caveman news, I said in caveman news, yeah. The average person's DNA today is about 2% Neanderthal. Okay. And a new study found the hookups that caused it tended to go one way. Human females got it on with male Neanderthals a lot more than human males did with female Neanderthals. They figured it out. But
nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
They figured it out by looking at how our DNA is structured.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. In space news, NASA revealed that the astronaut who had a medical emergency on the space station last month was 58-year-old Mike Fink. He didn't say what happened. He said he stabilized quickly thanks to help from the crew. He also said he's doing very well now. In horse news, a study found the neighing or whinnying sounds that they make are basically a combination of singing and whistling at the same time. The whistling happens down in their throat. Researchers think it might be unique to just horses. They're the only known animal that does it. They neigh to greet friends and also celebrate moments like feeding time. And there you go. That's your nerd news. This weekend, science. Just science. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place those in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the Bee, the Holbrook, or the Laurel Hotels. Three unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown, the city's historic West End, and now with the Laurel Hotel steps away from Caesars, Virginia. All minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBeeHotel.com, the Holbrook Danville.com or laurelhoteldanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Burger King is updating the Whopper. But McDonald's is getting ready to roll out, as we mentioned yesterday, their biggest burger ever. Let the smackdown begin.
Live from the Cholesterol Coliseum, it's the Battle of the Bloated Behemoths. In the red corner, the flame-broiled veteran. He's got a new box, a new toasty bun, and he's steroid-jacked with extra smoky flavor. The flame-broiled phenom, the Whopper. And in the yellow corner, the new challenger heavyweight. 14 ounces of beef, 3 layers of cheese. It's the golden boy known as the Archburger. It's gristle versus griddle. It's size versus sizzle for the ultimate bite-down showdown. Who will be crowned the emperor of indigestion? Bring your defibrillator.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. All right, let's go to viral videos. TikToker Jillian Gerhardt posts a lot of commentary and is sitting in her car. Well, one of her latest, she has an interesting take on how to turn on your husband.
The uglier I look, the more my husband is attracted to me. If I'm completely done up, hair, makeup, outfit, he's like, you look beautiful. Like, it's a Yelp review. But the second I look like I've given up on society, he is feral. I'm talking hair up in a bun, flopping like it's doing CPR on itself, a hoodie from 2009, and a pair of leggings with holes in them. He loves it. I don't turn him on by looking hot. I turn him on by looking like I'm not leaving the house. So now if I want attention, I don't get cute. I put on sweatpants, I sit like a shrimp, and I make him feel like he's the chosen one.
The Owensboro, Kentucky Fire Department is posting TikTok videos to promote fire safety. Here's one of their supercuts, and they don't mind playing the full to get the word out.
Hey, big news. OFD is now on TikTok.
Get ready with me while I share fire safety tips.
So you might be thinking, why are we on TikTok?
Check out my one-pan recipe on how not to burn your house down while cooking it.
Here's the thing. We've learned that some of you on the internet are hard to reach when it comes to getting our important safety messages out.
By the way, does your family have a fire escape plan?
So we're willing to jump on a few trends so you can hear our message.
Check out my fire safety haul for all the things you need in your home.
Even if it means we look a little silly.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Let's see. Skip that. Here's an update to the earlier story that we had this week. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has allowed a man to keep his PB4WeGo license plate. That's the letter P, the letter B, the number 4, and then the words WeGo all put together. Earlier this week, the DMV had revoked it. Here is Kathy giving Seth the good news.
Seth, this is Governor Kathy Hochul. I read about your plight in the news that the DMV took away your hilarious license plate. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm going to get it back for you. I think everybody should be reminded to pee before you go. I have kids and grandkids, and I support the effort wholeheartedly. So I think we're going to work on getting that back to you.
That sounds wonderful, Governor. Thank you so very much.
Okay, so we didn't add the flushing sound. Actually, the governor added the flushing sound while talking to Seth. I guess he was calling from the bathroom. Maybe. I don't know. So, let's skip that. Lisa Rinna made a guest appearance on Good Day New York yesterday and said she was drugged at a traitor's party. Lisa thanked her husband, Harry Hamlin, for getting her out quickly.
You thought that maybe you were roofied at the party?
I was.
You know that for certain?
Well, I do.
Did you take like a test
or
something?
I did.
Do you know what it was?
I had fentanyl in my system. I'm not kidding. I had fentanyl, high levels of amphetamines and other things, but I can't talk a lot about it because we're still dealing with it. Yikes. It was leaked and my team is dealing with it now.
Good Lord. In other showbiz news, Pink said that she and Carrie Hart, rumors about her and Carrie Hart breaking up are fake news. And she names the online magazines that have made the claims.
So I was just alerted to the fact that I'm separated from my husband. I didn't know. Thank you, People Magazine. Thank you, Us Weekly. Thank you for letting me know. I was wondering, would you also like to tell our children, my 14-year-old and 9-year-old? Or do you want to talk about some real news? Do you want to talk about the Epstein files? Do you want to talk about systemic racism or misogyny in sports or how classy the women's hockey team is or how 8 of the 12 medals won in the Olympics this year for the U.S. were won by women? Or do you maybe want to talk about the fact that I got nominated the first year I was eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you want to talk about my accomplishments or do you only want to talk about my supposed demise? Trash news, you can do better.
All right. So Billy Idol should be dead. That's an attention-getting headline. It's the title for a new documentary. Billy is indeed alive and recently nominated for the 2026 class in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The new documentary just hit theaters nationwide. Here is part of the trailer.
What if suddenly you did take off and you were number one in America? What would you do with the money then?
I'll spend it on drugs.
Billy stuck out because he's beautiful. He was like a pretty boy and I don't think a lot of people took him seriously.
Billy Idol put MTV on the map.
I'm here for rock and roll.
Singer Billy Idol was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident.
He's definitely had nearly 9 lives, but he always comes back.
Rock and roll forever!
All right, are we going to go to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Mark Pitta on Singing in the Car.
Oh, when you sing to the radio in the car, and you really get into the song, and the car goes through a tunnel, and you can't hear anything, let me ask you, do you still sing the song? So when you get through the tunnel, you match the words on the other side, you ever do that? It's like, yeah? I tried doing that with the news. That's tough. That's or unconsciously you sound like the person. That always hits me. It's a very, you don't even know you're doing it. Like, I don't know, like Springsteen comes on. Born down in a dead man's town. First kick I took was when I hit the ground. In it like a dog. This is a I'm looking in the mirror. What's going on? Look at my arms. You don't want to sound like some people. Fine Young Cannibals. Sound like the Fly cut an album, you know?
Like no more ear and I can't.
Jeez. All right, there you go. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, and maybe like you like it. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the week. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. Our convenient scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. Plus, beginning March 24th, 2026, United Airlines will offer new flights from Lynchburg to O'Hare International Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. New local service, same easy way to fly. Fly LYH.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. All right. On Nerd News here. There we go. A Kentucky woman got arrested after she tried to bail someone out using fake movie money. I said fake movie money.
No!
39-year-old Felicia Howard showed up to jail in Madisonville, Kentucky on Sunday to bail a guy out. It's not clear how she knows him. Madisonville is about 115 miles southwest of Louisville. The bail was apparently $1,400, and she handed them a stack of $100 bills. But they were quickly able to figure out that the bills were fake. Each of the 14 bills she handed over clearly said they were for motion picture use only. Is there a picture of them? They didn't share the photos, but apparently you can buy fake bills like that online. Here, let me see. Oh, yeah, this is okay. It's prop movie money. Good Lord. It looks real. I mean, it really, really does look real. But of course, you know, if you're in the business of law enforcement, you probably know how to spot this. Oh, we can get 15% off our first order, too. Here, get rid of that. So look at these. There. Okay, so it does clearly say right there, for motion picture use only. Okay. Wow. And oh, stop that. There. So there they are. I mean, apparently you can buy them. Getting back to the story. Instead of bailing the guy out, she joined him. They arrested her for felony possession of a forged instrument. A police spokesman said they've seen people use movie money at stores before, but he's never seen one dumb enough to pay bail with it.
No!
Anyway, all right. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Do we have another story? Thought we had another one. Let's go scroll real quick. I know we're wrapping up Friday. Come on. We've got sound on this one, on the original story. Here is Major Jason McKnight talking about what happened with the fake movie money.
My understanding is it was motion picture money. It says that on the bill, I guess, that, you know, for movie purposes only or whatever. So that kind of tipped him off pretty quickly. I can't remember the last time I've heard of this, but I don't know if I've ever seen anybody take one to jail for sure.
A Pennsylvania couple was charged after police say they were hitting each other with frying pans.
No!
Paula and Maynard Fulmer were arguing and it came to blows. Not only were they hitting each other with the frying pans, but at one point Paula bit Maynard during the fight. I think do we have sound on this? Yes, we do. There you go. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Which one do we want to do? Do we want to do a Canadian's dog, an 89-year-old that fell, couldn't get up? Or do we want to do the snowplow driver on Long Island saving dogs? Let's do the 89-year-old in Canada. An 89-year-old guy in Canada fell outside, and his neighbor's dog saved him. Mickey McKinney was moving his snowblower this month when he slipped and fell. He tried to get up, but he couldn't. His neighbor's 7-year-old rescue pup named Rosa heard him yelling for help. The owner didn't know why she was barking and went outside to find her. Here they are talking about what had happened.
Eventually, I start yelling for help.
She went to the door. She barked, which was unusual. I mean, there was nobody there. And as soon as we got outside, I heard a call for help.
I brought her some cookies the next day. She's a lifesaver. I think so anyways.
Totally amazed and very proud of her and shocked that she did all that and saved Mickey.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Feel the need for speed? Take off at the 6th Annual United Way, 5K on the runway, Saturday, April 25th at 5 p.m. at Lynchburg Regional Airport. This year's theme is Top Run, so suit up and grab your wingman. Enjoy a flat, fast course on the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes, aviation, and high-flying fun, all while supporting United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
And visit UnitedWayCV.org to learn more about the organization. Real quick, this Saturday you can join us at the Vaughn. That is on the corner of 12th and Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. It's the band Copacetic. They're going to be performing at the Vaughn from 8 until 11 on Saturday night. So not tonight. Saturday night, join us at the Vaughn. You can join us tonight too for dinner and drinks, and check out the 21 tap self-serve beer wall. It's a full bar and full menu. Enjoy them for brunch on Saturday and Sunday morning as well. The Vaughn Garage, 1124 Church Street in downtown Lynchburg, right next door to Greens. And you can enjoy lunch at Greens today from 11 to 3. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We are getting out of here.
Oh, okay, well, I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Hello?
Try to say goodbye. Goodbye.
It's over.
Is that it?
It is over.
Bye-bye. I'm out of here. I'll see ya.
See you on Monday.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Exit stage left.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.